The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up your
ass. Hey, watch it.
You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Gentle Show, tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for December 22nd, 2009. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker of cookies, the tailor of fine armors, the girl downstairs, and the mega sweet, delicious, fudgy goodness, Elkin-Jetta!
Hail and greetings.
How are you doing, Elkin?
Good.
Good. As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to the in-game chat channel. That's GUK.OGR, which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethro's parodies, find out why Lucan is evil because Elkman went back in time and corrupted him, you can get them at Kithacore! Kithacore.org.
God, he's so mean to me.
I have to be. It's my job, it's what I do. Then I move on.
Oh.
Christmas.
Yeah, it happens this week.
Yes. A few more days. Are you ready?
If we're not, we're in trouble.
No, Kellethan! I said, are you ready?
Okay. Sorry, you're doing my Degeneration X thing.
Then, for the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world... Let's get ready to jingle!
And jangle.
Jingle, jingle, jingle. Won't you hear my sleigh bells ring?
You know, if you jingle more than once, you're playing with it.
Oh! Ladies and gentlemen, the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show is Uncle Jenna!
That wasn't rude and crude. It might be a little bit lewd, but it wasn't rude and crude.
You know what I'm loving?
What?
I'm loving the teleportation thing, the 6-year thingy.
Oh, yeah.
Loving it. Love. Deep, deep-suited love.
It has come in handy quite a few times. I think it's a very useful item.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Extremely useful.
Let's use it right now.
On what?
Invite. I've invited Elkin Dennis to join me in a group. I want you to come over here and see my new house.
Oh, I need to come over there.
Come here and see my new house. See the house! Jethro this week has decided to leave Kinos, and I went ahead and got up my faction with the Court of the Blades in Mount Duel, and I have myself a new house.
Will it port me to your house?
Yes, you will be ported to wherever I'm standing. So as we've noticed, God, I think it was last week at the Maiden's Fancy, I ported myself, unfortunately, right on stage. Because I didn't realize that Escobal was on stage emceeing at the time. Now, let's see. You ported. I'm going to move. Now, let's see. Are you going to show up where I was standing or where I am standing?
Probably where you were.
Ah, where I was standing. There we go. Okay. So this is my new house. I'm still, of course, working on it. But
nice red carpeting.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Sazerian. Look at this here. Zanin.
Nice windows. Wow. I like the windows. Oh, you could actually make pillows to put in these windows.
Yep, they got some nice box windows here. And
they're big enough that you could climb up into and sit.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
I like that.
I'm sure the smaller races have some fun with that. I haven't actually visited any houses out here yet, though.
And back here you've got this garden area.
Well, this is the spring room with the spring hot tub.
Ooh, those are the... No, those aren't the cloud squares up there, is
yes,
it?
Yes, yes. Those are the cloud squares from the Moonlight Enchantment.
That looks great. Now, that's just one that you expanded?
No, that is two.
That is two.
Yeah, if you look right above the hot tub, you'll see the seam. Unfortunately, I just there's not enough room in this room for me to step back enough to try to match them up perfectly.
Okay, and, well, it still looks good. I mean, I can't...
Oh, yeah.
Well, now I can see the line after I look at it, but... And then you use the hedge, whatever things.
The hedges to surround the place.
Yeah.
And this is the summer room. I have yet another hot tub.
It's more green in here.
Now, this room, unfortunately, has a skylight, and they fixed it so you cannot put anything near the skylights.
Which is why you have the stone up there.
Right, I have a stone up there looking like it's a bridge or something, you know? But, yeah, they made it so that you can't pop outside the house.
I can't tell the difference between spring and summer. You need more summer items in here or something.
Well, I'm still working on it. I've only been here for a day or so.
Okay, and then this is the winter room.
Obviously.
And you have the cold tub in here.
Right, the cold tub. Now, the unfortunate thing about this is the water platform, the new one. The unfortunate thing about it is, it's a platform. It's solid. So you can't sink into it, but you can role play it. You know what I mean.
Yeah. You said you needed more snow drifts?
Actually, no. I worked it out. I actually figured out that the snow drifts are actually, they go a few clicks under the floor. So if you raise them up a couple of clicks, you get a few more feet out of them. So I was able to spread it out.
Lots of snow. It's cold in there. Bleh.
Yep, so very cold
nasty,
in here.
Nasty, nasty, nasty.
But, you know, every once in a while I'll have a barbarian come along and go, well, the hot tub's fine, but I like a nice cold tub. So I made a cold area. And the only other room I got done is Jethel's room here.
Cherry wood furniture. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you got the new mirror. I kind of like that.
Yep, that's the mirror with the wash basin.
Now, is that the wash basin that comes with the
mirror?
And it actually bubbles and
yep.
steams?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, nice. I like the mirror. That's cool. Yeah. Nice, son. Nice. You're working on it.
And I actually put books in the bookcase. Look at that. Of course, most of them are the Know Your Giants. You know, the ones that don't take any, a non-slot item, you know what I mean? It doesn't count toward your house count. I picked up a shitload of those just to fill up bookshelves. The only thing I really don't like about these houses, well, number one, the rounded corners.
Yeah.
The rounded corners make it a little difficult to decorate. The floors are not level. So, if you take a regular rug and try to expand it out, you know, make it larger so it fills the whole room, part of it may sink under the floor. So what I did here is I stacked two rugs on top of each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's another rug underneath here.
Yeah, I can actually take the golden...
The golden rug of the beloved is what you got down first, and then you put the red one on top.
Right, and I can take out the golden rug of the beloved now that the red one's up. And the other thing I'm kind of not liking about this is... Here, let me move the fireplace. Is the ugly blue bookshelves. There's at least one in every room.
Well, yeah.
It's hideous.
Well, some people like it, hon. You just don't like it, so...
Besides,
you've got a fireplace there. You've got it covered up, so...
Yeah. Well, I had to put fireplaces in every room just to cover these things up.
But they look nice.
And the cold room, where I have all the snow and stuff, I actually had to put up...
Take a look. I didn't even notice in there because it's all you're using the
redwood.
Well,
dividers.
You're using the.
I put up redwood dividers to hide the.
You're putting up the glacial room dividers anyway.
Right, but those are transparent now. They didn't used to be. They are now.
So what do you have on the ceiling here that looks like water?
That's another water platform. I raised it up to the ceiling.
Oh, well, it's still pretty cool. Okay. It looks fine in here, huh?
Mm-hmm. I think it looks fine.
Ugh. Makes me cold. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, it is a cold room. That's
it's
sure.
Too snowy in there. It's just too cold.
Yeah, I'm going to move
some... Stand by your fire.
Nice
and warm.
Yeah, I'm going to put some Frostfell stuff and crap like that. So I'm going to have a permanent Frostfell room, basically.
That's fine. You go for it. I have a whole house of Frostfell stuff. Storage.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to get drunk. Well, I'm going to use the Stein of Recollection and import myself to Gorwin, and I want you to come see the new theater. I've moved the Silver Rose.
Well, fine. You get over there and you yank my butt over because
I
already used my thing.
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Let me get to the house and then I'll call you over. Another very nice thing about the 6-year award. Really, really big thumbs up to the Sony team on this one.
I don't know where he is in module. I mean, I know he's got Blade.
It's the... for those of you who go to the Thirsty Mummy, I think that's Saturdays or something. For those of you who go to the Thirsty Mummy, it's there. It's in the Truth area.
Even though you've got Blade Faction?
It's the only place that has the large house.
Oh, okay.
So there's really not much of a choice in the matter. The ones that are in the Blade area is the small and the medium houses.
Oh. See, I've got Faction with all of them. I can buy houses if I want, but I've got my magical house, and I don't want to lose that for a place in the desert.
Actually, I don't know. What would happen if you tried to move to a new house? Would you lose your magical house?
Yes, I would.
Oh, well, that sucks.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't want to try it.
Tell you what, put in a query on the message boards. It would be really kind of neat if you had two houses. That would be kind of cool. But I don't think they would allow that.
No, because when I bought it, all my stuff moved in. Just like you would when you buy a house. So I believe that if I bought one in module, I would lose that one. And
right.
I'm not in the mood to lose that.
But your account is probably flagged now. So if you move to module but then try to move back to the magical house, it would probably let you.
I don't know. All I know is when I claimed it, I got a little receipt thing to turn in so I could buy the damn thing.
Ah,
and okay. It's gone.
Well,
so,
that means it's flagged on your account then. Because you have to do the same thing in module. You have to buy a license. And when you
have a license.
And when you click on it, it disappears. So your account is flagged.
I don't know. I'd have to query first before I make that leap. That was a lot of trading to get that, and that's
right.
Not the current
you don't want to
game.
You, you
no,
really don't
I don't
want to
lose
about.
It.
So I'm zoning into the Gorwin 6-room house, which I'm only using 3 rooms in, but what the hell, we already had it purchased for the Haunted Forest. So it doesn't end up costing me another plat and a half. There we go, I'm in, so I'll go ahead and call you over. And I think I'll land you right on the Claymore. No.
Oh boy, thanks a lot.
Okay, let me get the thing going here. No, the difficulty I'm having right now is I'm having stuff from 2 houses You know, because we had, you know, when we were using the Haunted Forest, we had this thing packed full.
They're saying in channel that if you get another house, the old one is gone, you'd have to purchase it again, and for the rent-free ones, that means claiming another loot card.
Okay, so don't do it then.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It would be kind of cool if they gave you the option to change. Like, if you got sick of the Freeport one, you wanted to go to the Kinos one, they would give you that option, but I doubt it.
No, I'm stuck.
Okay.
But I don't mind it, because it's rent-free. I mean, come on, it's rent-free, status-free. It's extremely full, but, you know.
Okay, activating the summoning ritual. This is the first time I've tried this one, by the way. You know, pulling some...
Here we go. And I have 1 minute to get my butt accepted.
Yay. And the node is gone, which means you're parting on your way over.
You know what I did today?
What'd you do today?
I went to GameStop, and I pre-ordered my collector edition.
We went to Fanfare. I'm good with the free one we're going to be getting. I'm good with that.
I know, but at least I have it coming. I'm not worried about it. But I'm kind of partial to that cat mount. And I want the DVD Evercracked. The whole movie.
I'm being told...
It's got people we know in it. I mean, okay. It's got Brenlo in it. It's got... I think there are brasses in it somewhere.
Okay, I'm being told by Shannon on the Antonio Bale server, you can move to a new house from the rent-free and then move back. Said he's done it, or she, I don't know, has done it 15 times, they said.
Not that I don't believe you.
I know. Unless you get the word from a GM. Unless you get the word from a GM or something like that, I wouldn't try it. But anyway, this is the new Rose.
I want to talk to the guy that came up with it in the first place. Yeah. Can we do this? You should know you made it.
Yep. So,
I need to follow you. I'm sorry. Oh, where did you get that painting? Oh, I know which one that is. Duh.
They're that. And the, I've got the vampiric mirrors up here as walls of the gallery. And any one of these walls that does not have a mirror on it is one of the wispies that you can walk through.
I like this table from...
The icy table. That is great.
It's very cool.
It looks great.
There wasn't a whole lot that I wanted to buy this year from there.
Not really. Well, there really wasn't a whole lot new that I thought would work in anything other than an ice house. But the table is very nice. I think it looks great. And actually, I'm thinking before Frostville ends, I may want to get more of these.
These tables?
Like, yeah, I mean, it just looks like a glass top table, pretty much.
It's pretty. Yeah. It's very nice.
I think it looks good. And behind the bartender there, I would have the blade from the Icy Keep, but I've been going back and forth getting the fogs, so I needed to have that on me.
The fog was worthwhile, huh?
I like it better than the greenish Halloween fog. So, yeah, so this is the bar. Hey, we have a visitor. We're not open for business yet.
Looks like a Sarnak.
Yeah, it's a Sarnak with some kind of a skull mask. Let's see, hello there. We're not.
Okay. Ooh, it's a male, too. I never can tell until they say something to me. He's got a little pet. What's his pet?
The grass gator.
It's one of those,
things.
Doggies with scales.
Mm-hmm. So, this is the new bar. I think it turned out rather nicely, actually, with the icy table in the center and the redwood one surrounding it. I'm trying to give you a tour.
I know, but we also have a guest here, so what are we supposed to do?
Well, he's probably doing the same thing that I do. He probably saw the name Haunted Forest on the door. He was like, oh, I wonder what this is.
Okay, so tour me.
Well, this is pretty much it. I mean, we got the gallery, we have the bar, and then this way is the theater. And it is wider than the old one.
And over here. Oops. Okay.
So it's a bit wider than the old one.
Well, I saw you working on this over your shoulder.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'm actually using, let me see here, the sarcophagus lids.
Yes.
As the balcony. That is a sarcophagus lid. It gets that big. Isn't that cool?
It's nice. I like the texture on the sides, though.
Mm-hmm. I figure it fit with the rest of it because I have the whole thing lined with the vacant sarcophaguses. Sarcophagi,
yep.
I guess you could say.
Sarcophagi.
The sarcophagi.
Yes, the sarcophagi.
And, of course, I got one panel here you can actually walk through because, you know, I needed a place for you to be able to walk into the theater.
Oh, and here's the dressing room backstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yep, we're going to drop through.
Which ones are these with the mirrors?
These are the vanities.
Oh, the vanities. I have one. I should recognize it, but I'm never home much.
Yeah, these are the cherry wood vanities. So I have three tables, one normal size, one barbarian size, and one fae-sized.
Yep. Well, it looks good.
I think it's coming out rather nice.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that we don't have here that we had in the other one was a hot tub area. You know, we're going to be reopening in a couple of weeks. Maybe I'll put one in upstairs or downstairs or something like that. The private area for the VIPs.
Well, the thing gets me is you got the haunted forest on the door, you know?
Well, I didn't want to spend another couple of plat, you know, buying a new house. I don't have a couple of plat.
Well, then you're going to have to spend the money to change the alt's name.
No, if the alt's name is changed, the room, you lose the house, don't you?
No.
You don't?
Well, no.
I'm not spending $25 just
well,
to change the name on the door.
Whatever.
What, I gotta rename the thing Silver Rose? Suppose I could.
Might as well.
Suppose I could. So, that's it so far. That's all I got. And of course, in the theater and above us here in the gallery, we have the chandelier. So, are you ready for Frostfell? Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas?
I guess. Here, try that cape on.
Hmm? Okay.
Try this cape on. The festive snowfall cape.
Oh, is that the new red one? I was gonna,
yes,
I was
but it
go
doesn't
back.
Look that way in the dressing room. Try
right.
it on.
Yeah, I saw it on, God, I can't remember. Tat-Tat, our new Rotunga. I saw it on Tat-Tat earlier. Well, I should say late last night. Let me see. Slash show cloak.
And, hon?
Mm-hmm.
Those pants make your buns look really good.
Of course they do.
See how rich that is?
Yes, I really do like it. And you said in the dressing room? Yeah, in the dressing room, it's white.
Well, it's a light blue sort of washed out thing, yeah. So
yeah,
I don't understand
weird.
It.
Yeah, it's weird. It doesn't show up correctly. But like I said, there are some items, especially cloaks that I've noticed, that actually look different depending on what class you are. Or it might be the race, I don't know. But yeah, I really do like that cape.
And then the Royal Frostfell cape is blue. Same pattern and everything, except the red is a deep royal blue, and it's very pretty.
So let's see, if I switch my clothes here. There we go. And I have this. Let's see how I would look.
Now what are you doing? Oh, now you're becoming a Frostfell something or other.
Whoop, I gotta change my sleeves too. Let's see here. Sleeves here. There we go.
Looks good.
I am Jethel, the Frostfell King.
Uh-oh.
Wait. If I'm Jethel, the Frostfell King, that means I'm married to Lyra.
I was gonna say. Lyra will be chasing you.
You mean I'm going to be chased by a really sexy dark elf who likes Frostfell?
Yep.
I'm speechless.
Have fun with that.
But yeah, I think the outfit I got on right now looks pretty good. I'm going to link what I have. Of course, this is just a typical Frostfell stuff. So I am wearing... Let's see. This... Whoops. I want to list them. So that... That... Wait a minute. I shouldn't be giving people my fashion advice here.
What are you doing? Well, you're wearing Frostfell gear, and you've got the circlet of frost, and you look nice. Look fine. I'm digging the six-year veteran cape and hood. That's pretty cool stuff.
It looks good for Elgwyn. I tried it on. Jethel just does not look good in a hood and cape.
I switch off. Sometimes I put my circlet on that I've got, that I bought from the... station cache, the Feriana V tiara replica. Mm-hmm. I kind of like because it matches my eyes.
Yeah, that looks good on the chicks. Also looks good on high elf guys, actually.
Yeah.
They can pull it off.
Fairies. But I'm into the black and the red, so,
okay,
you know.
Okay, so check this out, let me see what you think. We gotta get some hotkeys set up here.
You're stripping for me. Da 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 da.
Oh no! I don't need a number of hotkeys for that. That's just this.
Da 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 da. You just take it all off in one button. That's so romantic.
It's wrong. I
Such
know,
a build-up. Hey, baby. Poof! I'm naked for you. Yes. We know what you do.
Hey, baby. Okay. So anyway, so we got that.
Okay, so you're in black and some red. And you get all big. And not that way either.
That's Jethel's demon thing. Now he's all demon.
So you get all big when you're demon.
Yes. God, I've been doing that for years, come on. And did you even notice the blades even changed color?
Yeah, you put on the black kataras.
Katana.
Yeah, and now you're switching again. And your blades change. Nice effect.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Anyway, so that's the place so far. I do plan on putting in a hot tub area before we open.
I would think so.
What do you think? Upstairs or downstairs?
Upstairs. Oh, no, downstairs. Downstairs, definitely.
Okay.
Down to the hot tub.
Okay. Doesn't matter to me either way. I just have to remove the fireplace from one of the entrances. You gotta love the fireplaces. They can double as walls.
There you go.
So, Christmas. We have Santania and Krellit coming in.
Yep.
Oh, by the way.
What I'm making besides turkey.
Well, you know, stuffing, of course, and rolls, and we'll have cranberry sauce. And Santania says that she wants to make the green bean casserole.
So am I making pumpkin pie, or am I doing
Death
a cheese?
Death of the way! Oh, wait, why don't you do one of each?
No!
Why not?
Because.
I mean, I like both. I like both your... Hey, I'm sorry, you're a great cook. That's all I can say. She's saying that Urson likes pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie it is.
Okay, we'll do pumpkin pie. We can do cheesecake another time.
You can have cheesecake for New Year's or something.
All right, that's fine. Whichever. So I've invited them to come up early so we can all open gifts together.
Okay.
Is that cool with you?
Yeah, it'd be fun.
So I told them not before 10 because we're going to want to sleep in.
We'll tie the kid to his room or something and lock him in.
And if they get here early enough, I'll make pancakes. You love my pancakes.
Yes.
Here's the secret to Jethel's pancakes. I shallow fry them. I think they're more closely related to fried dough than they are to pancakes.
Fritters.
Hmm?
Fritters.
Eh?
Fritters.
Fritters?
Yeah. Never mind.
So I do have to say.
Now, Tat wants the cheesecake.
Well, of course, she's the Vertonga.
I make a really good cheesecake, too.
Yes, you do. I am how I am right now because of your cooking.
Damn I'm you. Sorry, it's not my fault. We just had a ding in Guild. Shiver.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Yo, we haven't had a ding in Guild while we're on the air in a long time. But, yeah, we're going to have Shiver is now a level 43 carpenter. So let me find, where the heck's my adventure AA next page? Trade, there we go. There we go. Trade skill ding. Congratulations. Urson and...
Breakfast at 9:30.
Urson and Kitty, Santania, come on down whenever you want. Earlier the better. I'll make breakfast. We'll, you know, do our gift exchange and stuff like that. We have a hot tub.
Oh, and Chad dinged 23 2 weeks ago during the show, and nobody noticed. So we have a delayed ding.
Okay, delayed
celebrate
ding. Delayed
for
ding.
Chad.
For Chitterella. So let me get this going here. Adventure ding. There we go. There's your ding. So Morning Glory and Angela Coria are back in game. I forgot, where did they go? Star Wars Galaxies, was it?
I think so.
But they've learned just like everyone else. Once you go Narathian, you never go back.
Yeah, Urson's talking 5 o'clock in the morning. I told him he's going to get shot unless he's burying coffee.
Yeah. No kidding. Sorry, dude. The way I play, I'm probably just going to bed that time. Hey, we're passing by Jethel's house. Look, there's a light on. Let's go ring the doorbell. Oh, wait, the light just went off.
Saw you coming. Psych!
Now I can honestly say that I haven't stayed up until 5:30 in the morning in a very long time.
I hope not.
3:30, yes. Matter of fact, I went to bed last night around 3:30. No, it was 3. 3.
I was but you get to sleep in later than I do. I have to get up at 5.
Yeah, you got a little time on me there. Oh, hell, I mean, there was a time when I was working from 2 to 10, working at Walmart, or Slave Mart, however you want to say it. But, you know, I'd get home at 10:30, 11 o'clock, have a quick dinner. I'd get online at midnight, and I usually wouldn't get off until 7. I mean, you remember.
Yeah, which was fine, because midnight was 9 o'clock my time.
Right. So, I had a couple of hours with you, and then you had to go to bed, and I would just go off and do my thing. So...
I'm happy for one thing.
What's that?
I don't have to make any more fudge. God.
You're not making any more batches of fudge, huh?
No! That's it. Done. Over. To next year.
Yeah, we got a very nice note from Kiara. For the whole CS team.
They love it. I'm happy they enjoy it. I think it's fun. You know, making it and packing it and then sending it to them, waiting for them to get it, and then watching the Twitters come through about the fudge feeding frenzy and to please watch your extremities.
Oh, yeah, Brass was cursing your name. Damn you, I've got to go back for more.
Thing is, I know how evil it is, and I can make it now and not really eat any of it.
While we're talking about that, you
have had more tastes of the different batches than I have. I know when it's good or not anymore. Mm-hmm. So I'm terrible. I'm evil.
So if you'd like to learn how to make El Quinjena's, what is it, triple fudge?
Evil.
Evil triple chocolate fudge. You can go to kithacore.org/fudge.
And I've got to...
And she's made an instructional video
All the recipe in the video. I have to
tweak
the one on the page.
No, I actually posted what you had in the forum.
Yeah, I've got to tweak it a little bit because I switched from unsweet baker's chocolate to unsweetened.
Oh.
It was semi-sweet, but I switched to unsweetened because you have semi-sweet chocolate chips and then they're calling for semi-sweet baker's chocolate. And I thought, why? It's supposed to be triple chocolate fudge. It's supposed to be three different kinds of chocolate here. So I tried the unsweetened, and that works out pretty good. I mean, the only thing I'd ever kind of switch up eventually is the quality of the chocolate going in.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Of course, the ones that are unsweetened and the semi-sweetened have more cocoa in it. So. And I started adding the marshmallows at the end instead of the beginning again. So, and I kind of like it at the end because it makes it a little more thicker.
Well, you know what? However you do it, I mean, I'm not a baker myself. I do certain things well. Baking is not really one of them. You know, I do certain foods well, but yeah, I don't think I've ever actually tried making fudge or anything like that. But the video you made, great instructions. Love your fudge, baby.
Yeah, the hard part is knowing when a rapid boil is.
Right.
A matter of fact, when before I started making the fudge, I wasn't quite certain. So I even looked up on the cooking, links on the internet, what exactly was a rapid boil.
Mm-hmm.
And waiting for that one little moment when it finally just busts out, that's when it's a rapid boil. Because it'll start getting there. And
right.
You think it's at a rapid boil. And if you start timing, then in a few matter of seconds, it will change to this full-blown, everything's bubbling in the pot. That's the rapid boil.
Holy crap, it's the stuff! You ever see The Stuff, the movie, The Stuff?
No.
They made this movie basically when people started, when the trend of yogurt started getting big in the 80s. So they made this movie called The Stuff. It was basically some kind of a fluff, a marshmallow cream that ate you from the inside out.
Ew.
Killer marshmallow fluff, as Torin says, and it's absolutely exactly what it is. Matter of fact, I gotta see, let me see, Netflix.com.
Oh no.
It's just,
me to that?
It's just one of those really cheesy 80s sci-fi movies. It's funny. It's supposed to be scary, but it's just funny. And because no one really knew back then what the hell is yogurt made out of. So they made it so, they find out that it's just coming out of the ground in this pit.
God.
Right, so they had this whole pit of just marshmallow fluff or whatever. So let me see here. The Stuff. I think they have it. All right. They have The Stuff. We're adding
I think you should watch Ice Pirates again.
We are not watching Ice Pirates.
I don't know. Some of the ones you subject me to, I feel like going and grabbing Ice Pirates would be less painful.
Okay, so I've just moved The Stuff to the top of the Netflixing, so if I ever remember to return those movies...
Maybe we'll see this other one.
God, I haven't returned those damn movies in over a week. I got them packed up yesterday. I put them in the Netflix envelope, and I put them out by the door. But I had me and the kid, carrying boxes to the car so I could wrap presents today at work. I think I completely forgot the Netflix thing.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. I'll turn it in tomorrow. So let's see. What's next on my Netflix thing? So we have The Stuff and, the original Black Hole from Disney. I like that movie.
I want to know if everybody's in beta yet.
I got the invite. I have not had the time.
You're kidding.
I haven't had
time. I've been in a little bit, and I ran around a little bit, and that was it. I got in one night. Everybody that went to Fanfare should be in beta by now. There's just too much stuff going on right now.
Yeah, Morning Glory says that she wants to be surprised, but at the same time, beta testing isn't about going in and seeing all you can see before everyone else. It's about going in and testing everything.
It's bug hunting.
Right. I mean, if you walk toward this NPC and all of a sudden you burst into flame, or...
That would be something you'd want to bug.
Yeah. That's something you want to bug, unless, of course, you were supposed to burst into flame. But, you know, but like, if you're walking along and all of a sudden you fall through the earth, which has happened. If you're walking along and you hit a non-solid spot in the ground, they want to know these things.
And it's not always finding bugs. It's... Hang on a sec. Let me get back to the...
Well, it's just, you know, finding bugs, typos.
Why? And it's not even that, either. I mean, those are great.
Why is this NPC talking in gibberish? My God, that guy's talking Japanese, and this is an American server. Yeah.
You know, when you go in there and you're looking around, there's things that they want you to remember that they need your feedback on, too. Is the area playable, in your opinion? How are the NPCs and the encounters you're faced with?
You zone in and you're just suddenly found yourself in a situation where it's wall-to-wall storm giants. Piled on top of each other. Massive orgy of storm giant sex is just no.
And are you getting the just rewards for the tasks you are given and the enemies you vanquish?
All right.
I mean, those are three of the things that you can think of when you're there that they need feedback on too. It's not just, you know, finding the bugs and the typos. I mean, because you got to remember there's been another team in before everybody else. But if you find anything, that's cool. There's also probably a list in the forum when you finally get into beta that you will be able to see that lists known bugs and stuff that they've found.
I just completed this 36-hour quest and defeated 16 triple-up, you know, level 92 epic dragons. And what am I getting for it? Da-da-da-da, 6-slot bag. No!
That would be something you'd feedback.
That would suck.
And when you give feedback, don't just go, this quest sucks, you guys are, you know, no.
Your
just
quest
say,
sucks.
For the encounter, that something better than a 6-slot bag would be nice, or a cloth cap, or,
this
you know,
quest sucks. The
something
guys,
else. Guy,
my sword looks like a dildo. Wait, that's a feature.
Well, that's another thing. If you're having problems finding your way around, that might be something else you want to feedback, that your first impression is that you're lost and you're not quite sure how to progress to get to some of the other areas to see.
We need some hints! Hints!
Yeah, because I still don't. I mean, that was one of the things why I guess I haven't been back, is I kind of stumbled around and I found Tox Forest and stuff, but I could not tell you how I got there. I just went in a direction.
Right.
You know, now, to see what is... Okay, if I go this way...
Now, I can't name specific examples of this, because I don't know... I can't remember names of quests and stuff like that. But there have been quests out there that were not... that were too vague. Just like, you know, Johnny was killed by the man in black! And it's like, well, everyone in this fucking room's dressed in black! Yeah. Was it in this room? Was it down the hall? Is the man in my... It's kind of like God, what the hell's that movie with
Oh, what's the premise of the movie?
Rosebud. Yeah. It's the one-armed man. Yeah. You know what I mean. But anyway, I have run into a few instances where it's too vague.
Well, then use feedback.
I don't want to be a road scholar to figure this out. I shouldn't.
You don't want to have to jump to a outside web source to get a cheat to figure it out.
Exactly. I don't want to use walkthroughs and stuff like that. Which again brings me to the point of some of these epic mobs, where you know you can't have more mana than this and more or less hit points than that, but you got to hit him just right over here. And then while you're massaging his balls, you shove your finger up. You know, stuff like, shit like that.
I know, but what do you care about the big major encounters like that? Those are raid encounters for raid people, and they like
right.
that.
And someone has to be leaking information to them then. How do you figure this shit out?
They go in and fight him, and they fight him, and they fight him until they figure it out. That's part of what the Raiders like to do.
Okay, we lived that time. What were your stats?
They've got parsers they run. They've got act they run that, you know, shows everything that everybody does and what was cast and when and stuff. And they look at that data, and they figure it out, and they come up with tactics. Leave them be.
And then you write. And then you write the feedback. You guys are assholes. What the fuck is that all about? Your mob actually came up behind me and started lubing me with Crisco.
That's on a raid.
Lyra says VS actually yells stuff. They give you hints,
he does.
Apparently. Okay.
But everything scrolls so fast to me that, you know.
Right. Well, I'm not a raider, so I don't know these things. But, you know, it just baffles my imagination sometimes, you know, hearing Delmon talking about, oh, yeah, we got to do, or you telling me, oh, yeah, well, we had our hit points, you know, too high. I'm like, too high? Yeah, and our mana was just a little too high. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That's because it's a raiding situation, huh? And leave them be. Let them do, that's what they like.
And I'm not a raider. It's just not what I do.
And I'm not a raider either, but I had to go through it to get the weapon I wanted, which was the fabled version of our class bow.
Now
I wanted it.
Now I think Tat has a good point here in the channel. We need panty raids. We need more adult content in this. I mean, make something for the folks in Nyriac. You know they're all a bunch of pervs. Just go in there and just say, I'm seeking the panties of a barbarian maiden with golden hair. I'll be right back. Yeah. Storm off, and you know, and your job is seduce the girl down the street. Hi there, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Oh, God.
But you know what? You know what I'm really, aesthetically speaking, what I'm liking about my jewel is the scantily clad women. Of course, okay, it's about 110 out there, so they kind of have to be scantily clad. Otherwise, they just friggin' pass out. But I like the fact that they actually took the chance to start showing midriff. And leg. But you know what? Every single guard in that place looks the same. That's something I've never liked about EverQuest, and one of the things that I have to, I hate to do it. I really, really hate to do it, but I have to tip my hat to World of Warcraft on that. They try to make, the whole world isn't cookie cutter. You know, it's like you go to, what the hell was it, Stormhold, whatever the hell, what's the good city?
Hang on.
Hi, what's the name of the good city? Eric. Name of the good city on the Alliance side, Stormwind.
You go to
Stormwind. Sorry, I had to ask the house.
The house.
Wow.
I mean, you go to Stormwind. Most of the NPCs all look different. I mean, one of the things that I really liked about Stormwind was the NPCs have lives, and that's something I would really like to see in EverQuest. I mean, if you stand in the middle of Stormwind, merchants are doing business with each other. There is a school, and the kids come walking down the street with their teacher. I love that.
And they're talking and stuff.
And they're talking with each other.
And they go back around to the orphanage and, you know.
Right. I mean, and,
And then there's the kid that shows up of a kitten that if you catch when he's walking by, you can get the kitten. You can buy a kitten off of him.
Yeah, I remember that one. But yeah, I mean, I wish the NPCs and EQ had a life. I really do. Anything real. I mean, we have Nathan Ironforge that goes around. Have you ever seen a gnoll? But he's just fucking.
Everybody just wants to take him and put him in a food chopper. I'm tired of Nathan. I'm so happy he's got a stuck to a pole in Frostfell.
I mean, yes, we have NPCs that say stuff when you walk by, but it's usually the same thing over and over again. I need a ledger! You know, what the hell do you need a ledger for? Yeah, How many NPCs in Kino's Harbor do you pass by complaining that they don't have a fucking ledger? At least four.
I don't know. I heard one saying they got fresh fish.
One saying they have fresh fish. Okay, well, some of them have fresh fish. But and another one is convinced that one of their employees is skimming from the top. Or something like that. But they don't move. They really don't have a life. I kind of wish they did. And Madge Jewel actually has a few NPCs that do, you know, specific patrols. Like, there's a girl that was part of my my call to row, you know, the call yeah. to city spell, that actually has a job. And she does it every day at midnight, or every night yeah. at midnight. You know, she comes out of the Tower of the Moon, and she makes her patrol. And then she goes home. That's yep. that's kind of cool. I realize it's a lot more programming and maybe a bit more script writing, but I think it would just add to the role play and the realism of the game. If you're walking down a street in Kinos, you see some kids playing with a cat. I mean, actually, I take that back. It's Nettleville, isn't it? That this little girl has lost her cat.
Yes, I think it's Nettleville. You do have the patrolling guards.
That's not quite the same, though, because the only thing they're doing is walking around. They're not really talking to anyone. Starcrest Commune. Thank you, Torin. I don't know. I think it would be kind of cool if, you know, maybe some NPCs started walking around. And yeah. I mean, the closest thing we got to that right now is some folks in Freeport are fighting each other. But they're not walking around fighting each other. They spawn, they fight, one dies, and then they respawn again. I don't know.
Any of those, you know, those guards out there, the dragoons and stuff, they kick me, they're dead. I turn around and I... Been cushioning them.
Did we talk about...
And I don't care if the Freeport Knights or the Knights of Freeport catch me. Any guard that kicks me is going to be kicked back, and I'm going to kick out twice
as hard. Oh, hon, they're fighting the Thexian guards. The Knights of Freeport, they're fighting the Thexian guards. They don't want them there, so have at them, I guess.
Yeah, because the other guards never bothered me. I mean, they'd shake mm-hmm. their fist at me, and it was like, okay, fine. But, you know... I come zoning through, and one reaches over and kicks me, and it's like, fine! Boom, 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 boom!
Yeah, Xanadu just confirmed the Knights of Freeport are kicking them, too. But, what the hell was I about to say? Oh, yeah, did we talk last week about my duel with Slast from the Knights of Freeport? I don't think we did.
Who?
Nope, okay, we didn't then. Jeff will get into his first roleplay duel last week.
Yeah, you did talk about it last
we
week.
We did?
Yes.
Oh. You sure?
You can talk about it again.
I just think it was really funny that the whole time during the duel, we even tried changing locations to get away from these fucking Thexians. But every time they'd come out, they'd kick him. Not Jethel. They would kick him. And he's saying, God damn it, I live here! Get him! I feel so bad for Slast. He had such a bad time with me. Here I was rolling 70s and above. The way you roleplay duel is, instead of actually slash dueling and saying who's better in combat, because, you know, a level 80 could be fighting a level 1, roleplay-wise. So what you do is, you just do a slash random 100. And, you know... you're standing in front of me now. So if I roleplay duel with you, and we're in groups so you can see, you know, my random, I do a slash rand. Ooh, a 98. I hit you good. And then I would emote, you know, Jethel slashes at Elquin's arm. And then in parentheses, so other people who are watching the duel... I would put in parentheses what I rolled. Just a little slashing at Elkin's arm. 98. And then you have a chance to try to block it. Or You know, you don't have to block. If you wanted to just go ahead and just attack me without even trying to block, you know, just to gain the advantage, you know, you do a roll. So you did a 67. So, you know, I didn't hit you with... Exactly.
Oops. That's not quite right, but yeah, you cut my upper arm.
Yep, so, you know, you scored a 67 on that one, so I didn't cut you as bad as I possibly could have.
No, but you do definitely cut me.
Yeah, but poor Slast. Oh, my God. Here I was, I'm like, I do, you know, I rolled pretty poorly the time before, you know, the turn before. So I'm like, all right, Jethel, you know, I had Jethel doing very acrobatic stuff. So Jethel rolls backwards, reaching back, pulling, you know, drawing his bow, and fires. And then I was very specific about where Jethel was shooting or slashing. And I put in Jethel shoots at Slash's good eye. He's a Ratonga. He has a patch over one eye. So I shoot at his good eye, and I got like a 97. I'm like, ooh.
You blinded him.
And we both said, you know, oh, Sealy to each other, you bastard. But he did like an 87 or something like that to block. So I scratched his eye. So he was temporarily blinded. By being I think he's a Shadow Man. Whatever the hell he is, he healed. I didn't do anything to him that he couldn't heal from. He didn't do anything to me that I couldn't heal from. We had that arrangement. But yeah, I felt so bad for him. I was rolling 70s and above and shit like that. He couldn't get over a 10 to save his life. Literally to save his life. I'm like, holy crap, you're really having an off night. I understood that you were, you know, kind of kick ass. But then I guess he has this war hammer that he likes to use. And he used it, you know, we have a friend that we role play with. We call him Bird. His name is Jahale. He's on the Raven Mythic channel right now talking. And Slash broke his back, roleplay-wise, with this hammer. So he pulls out the hammer, and he emotes that he runs and jumps at me, swinging the hammer, and it's the only 100 he rolled in the whole damn thing. So I roll my save against it, I guess you can call it my save, and I rolled an 80-something. No, I rolled like a 60-something. So he didn't hit me as hard as he could, and I just emoted that I, you know, got knocked backward and rolled, you know, we were on a street with an incline, and I emoted that I rolled down the street a little bit and was all groggy and stuff. Yes, I did a Jethel's all groggy and stuff. No. On the ground groaning for a minute, and he took the opportunity while I was down to come at me with the hammer again and broke a couple of ribs and stuff like that. And then the roll started going bad for him again. I love this attack that Jethel loves to do. Do an uppercut with the fingers extended. Puncturing the mandible. Wrap the fingers around the jaw. Yank. I did that to him. Pulled his jaw out of socket. He rolled a good save against it, so I didn't tear his jaw completely out of his head. But, you know, we were talking afterward. You know, we're joking about it. You know, he's a nice guy. You know, role play is role play, and, you know, OOC is OOC. We're laughing about the duel and how bad he did and stuff like that. And he's like, well, Jethel's freaking nasty. Because every move, you know, every turn I was taking, I was being very specific about what I was trying to do, instead of just saying, you know, I'm slashing wildly or whatever, you know, hoping to hit something. You know, Jethel was slashing at his throat, going for his eyes, trying to take out his Achilles tendons. He was trying to maim him. He's like, God, Jethel's nasty for a Kenosian. Yeah, Jethel's no Kenosian.
I am Chittagor.
Now, if Jethel ever introduces himself to you, it's, you know, some people will say, you know, oh, I'm Elquin Jenna of Kinos or whatever. Nope, Jethel of Chittagor. You know, I think that's why, you know, it's why when I address Thaddeus of the Knights of Freeport directly, you know, when I was standing in front of him, he kept trying to get me to admit that I live in Kinos, and I hold alliance with Kinos. I'm like, my home is not Kinos. I live in Kithakor. You know, I'm from Kithakor,
which doesn't exist anymore.
But as far as Jethel's concerned, he is still a resident of Kithakor's Forest, even though it's not exactly, you know, livable. But anyway,
see, we are still broadcasting here. Hey, okay.
So anyway, it's kind of weird broadcasting the way we are right now. I don't have two computers going, so I really can't. I really can't hear the background music or anything like that, unless I do this, and then it kind of fucks up the show. This is fine for me and Elquim, but now everyone's hearing the music double up on themselves. So we gotta turn that back off. But anyway.
You were nice enough to lend your computer to Eric so he can continue to be a WoW player.
Yeah, Eric's computer. What are we thinking it was? The CPU or the video card?
I don't know, and I haven't had time to really get into it and look.
Well, Urson's coming over. He works on computers. Maybe he can just take a quick look. Whatever. I mean, personally, I think it's a hard drive. I think the hard drive's fucked.
I don't know. It was loading and then it reboots. It either just not doesn't do anything or.
Well, you know what you can do.
I don't know.
You know what you can do is take the hard drive out of the computer that he's using now. Just slap it in the into his old system. If it tries to start up, but comes up giving you errors that. You know, the motherboard drivers aren't correct.
There is different ways to troubleshoot it. I didn't do it right. I didn't go through the startup sequence, through commands, and see where it bottoms out.
TrueFlight's just telling me that he bets it's the power supply. Which, that's another possibility. We really don't know. But it starts loading Windows, and then it just reboots. It's not that it shuts off. It just reboots. Just as it's starting Windows. So I don't know. Unfortunately, it's not my field of expertise.
I'm just not in the mood to troubleshoot it right now.
Mm.
I have to wrap my brain around such things and not work.
Santania says that sounds like the hard drive.
And it could be a bad RAM, too.
No, if it was bad RAM, it wouldn't start at all.
Not necessarily.
Well, that's been my experience, anyway. Ooh, I have mail. Someone sent me mail. Unfortunately, I don't have a mailbox in here. I need to get a mailbox and a guild hall door for this place.
Yeah, you do.
You think you can get one? I don't have the status. I don't have any...
Well, look at me. I dumped all my status into the guild a while ago.
I got nothing.
But Eric was telling me something that... just started up on WoW that I thought was really cool.
What's that?
Well, it's called Dungeon Finder.
Oh, yeah.
And what it does is it allows you to find other people to group with no matter where you're at, no matter what server they're on. So let's say I want to go to Shard of Love, and we don't have enough people to go, because usually it takes... darn near a full group to go. You know, you need at least a tank and a healer, and, you know, after that, you're pretty good. What you do is you sign up on this, and then what it does is it looks for other players to fill out the group. When the group is filled out with enough other players, you know, like a tank and a healer, and you know, there's all these slots that it fills with different classes. It grabs everybody and puts them in that instance, regardless of what server they're from.
I think it's interesting
cool.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you cross servers like that.
Well, they're all pulled to an instance that's someplace else that it's not on either any of their servers, for one. Okay.
Okay, well, TrueFlight is telling me here that they ripped that off from Warhammer Online.
I don't care. It's an excellent, excellent system.
And he's saying, you know, from what we were just saying about rebooting at Windows Startup, it does sound like the power supply to him, because Xanadize was doing the same thing at one point.
Okay.
So, worth a shot.
I just don't think they could ever do it here, because there's too much tied to each of our accounts. We have houses attached to our whole account.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, and with WoW, there isn't. They have a bank, and that's basically about it. Whatever's in their bank and their pet slots. They do not have housing.
Oh, I want you to do something.
What?
Hit escape.
Escape or escape the key?
Escape.
Fine.
Now, what happened to me the other day? Let's see if it does this time. Where am I ending up?
It's showing that I'm going back to your house and my jewel.
Exactly. I'm going to Tamora's Deep for some because I zoned in from here. From
That's weird.
Now, I don't know if it's a bug or supposed to work that way, but I noticed this at the Soulfire Club yesterday. In order to get there quickly, I used the 6-year teleportation thing to go from Kinos all the way up to Freeport into the Soulfire Club. And when I left, I just hit escape.
So I wonder if I wait 15 minutes, hit escape again, I'll end up back in the Guild Hall.
I don't know.
We'll have to try out.
I don't know. But, yeah, if you port in from somewhere using the six-year thing and Ranger hits escape, you will not end up in the safe point of that zone. You'll end up where you came from, which I think is pretty damn interesting.
But getting back to this Dungeon Finder, what do you think? Wouldn't that be kind of cool to... I know there's times when you've wanted to get a group together. We just didn't have the group. What happens if people from other servers could be pulled together to make a group?
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Now, according to him, they can... Whatever items they get during the adventure, they keep and bring back to their own servers.
Mostly they can trade.
You can trade stuff with the other people? He can trade with other people from the other servers, which would be a bit of a downfall.
They would never do that here on EQ, then. They wouldn't screw up the server economy like that.
Well, I'm not talking about that. Can you take something out of your pack and just hand it to him? You haven't tried that yet.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't tried that yet. They can only trade back and forth loot that is acquired during the adventure, which would seem to be better.
Yeah, people in the chat channel are telling me that we need to do a slash bug on the escape thing. I think enough of the Sony team listen to the show. I just did.
Well, just I don't care. I still do it, or somebody else do it, or whatever. I can do
just
it.
Just in case. Because you don't want to be caught exploiting, I guess. So slash bug, category... What is it, content or mechanics? It would be mechanics. Okay, mechanics, spells, does not cause crash.
13 minutes, I'll find out if it'll port me to the Guild Hall.
It is.
And really while you're possible. Bug reporting,
okay.
I just wish they'd be able to do something like that for us, even if it would be... I mean, I know we've got looking for groups, but half the time people don't use that. And I don't know. I just, that would be so cool because some servers don't have enough people on at the same time to make up a full group or whatever. And it does it for raids too. They got a raid finder too. Does the same thing. Yeah, but you can put yourself in for a raid or a dungeon and go back to doing whatever you're doing, like questing or something, until there's enough people to go do that instance. I think that's pretty cool.
Okay, so I'm sending this report. After using the 6-year teleportation node, if a ranger escapes, he will not be ported to the safe spot in the zone, but will be returned from where he ported from to begin with.
Well, is it just ranger class, or is it all scout classes?
Well, I would imagine just all scout classes, but up until recently... No, it was just Ranger. Okay, just to fix gameplay, I guess. There you go. Send report. I am safe. I have bug submitted the bug. There. Now I'm going to go back to my hot as hell home in Majduel. Is it Majduel or Madjuel? I can't remember.
Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, Majduel. There we go. It is Majduel.
Majduel.
You know, I do actually like the fact that the houses in Majduel don't have two floors. I like that. Now I can make something really super big and shove it through the ceiling and not have to worry about it showing up in my bedroom. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is kind of annoying. But I'm telling you. Oh, and the one thing we didn't mention about the watery platform. This fucker's big!
Mentioned that last time.
Holy crap! This thing could... I think if I expanded it to its largest scale, I think it would actually fill the Kinos Guildhall entryway. I'm pretty sure it would fill it. That damn thing is huge!
But it's solid.
Sky Anna just sent me a tell, that which is Skyheart's alt, or maybe it's vice versa nowadays. But it's you just enjoy other things showing up in your bedroom.
Huge things showing up in his bedroom, yeah.
Why, hello there, excited gambler. You're half naked and all hot. Hi. I like that jewel.
Do I have to go back to the guild hall and break out my thing that allows me to turn into one of those guys? The djinn?
Actually, I'm not too fond of the djinn. You got no bottom half. You got no bottom half.
Oh.
What the hell good is that?
Yeah, but I have two hands.
Ooh, it's a nice sky out here today. Dark blue with dark blue clouds. It actually looks very nice. You know what I miss?
What?
Getting nostalgic for EverQuest 1 here. Something I miss in EQ1, I remember having the GeForce FX, or XFX, whatever the hell it was, 5500 or 500, whatever the hell it was, video card. And I had a, remember when they used to have the expansion cards? Not, you know, not like the LSI or whatever the hell ATI has, but you would actually use an extension, plug your video card into the extension, and then out to your monitor, you know, giving you a boost, you know, more memory. But I remember plugging those suckers in and walking down and seeing stuff fade in from the background. That doesn't happen anymore. And that's because of the advanced sky. You know, it can't account for the sky. Know what I mean? But this is something that just popped into my mind, and I do miss that. Okay, going into my house now. Hello, Trista. Trista was outside my house.
Probably waiting for you to open the door.
Hey, wait a minute. She has an unfortunate Frostfell elf cube. Is a Frostfell elf trapped inside of a cube. I have not seen that before.
What did it do? Come from a cracker?
I don't know.
You'll have to ask her.
Trista, did that come from one of the firecracker things? She's in the channel. She got it on station cash. I haven't been to the market.
Oh, is that the one with the... I thought it was just a...
I thought they had a
cube with a snow hat or a frost hat in it.
Oh, let me see here.
I didn't know that was the name of it.
All right. Marketplace, and apparently it's a cosmetic pet. What do we got here?
No.
Child's Play Baby Panda. She has that. What is this? It's for 100 station cash. The unfortunate elf Frostfell cube. And then you can have the cap one. I don't like that you can't see the pets in your dressing room. You know, I would like to be able to see what these pets actually look like before I buy them. Of course, you can go to the website. And I just have to say, I know Xanadai and Delmon commented on it during their show. I honestly do not like how EQ2 Players looks now. Have you seen it yet?
Saw it a little bit today. Yeah.
I don't like it. I mean, I think the graphic work on it is very nice.
I'll have to grow on me.
And that's Nobrin.
I guess I'm just used to the other format.
Yeah, and that's Nobrin, right?
I don't know.
But anyway, I think the graphical work on it is very nice, but it needs to be reorganized. Unfortunate, Elf Frostfield Cube wobbles at you. Wobble. Oh, now it's ignoring me, bastard. The unfortunate Elf Frostfell Cube appears to be digesting something. Yeah, it's a Frostfell Elf!
That's why you shouldn't be hugging those things.
Lyra, your cubes are murdering bastards! Murder, I say! Murder!
Now, there was something else you ran across there in the marketplace.
That you can actually get the entire house?
No.
What?
I was talking about Child's Play.
Oh, the panda.
Yes.
Yep, she has the panda up too.
And but they're doing that again. If you
the panda's being eaten by the Frostfell Cube. Trista, save him!
If you donate and buy one of the bouncing baby pandas, Sony's going to match that, I believe, in donations.
Ah. You know, that's actually something that they were talking about on NPR this morning.
What? Child's Play?
No. If donations to make you buy something, if they're donating something, but only if you buy something from them, is it really a charitable donation? Or is it just a marketing gimmick? Dun, dun, dun.
I still think it's...
It's a little above.
Whoa.
What, whoa, what? What?
Well, I just realized something here.
What?
And I going back to what you were just saying, I don't think it's a marketing gimmick. I still think it's a charitable thing. It's like, well, we want people to give to this charity. What can we offer in return for getting them to donate? Well, you know,
that would be true if they were donating the entire amount.
But they're matching it, what we're donating. We spend $5, they're putting in $5 too. This thing put me back to a module residence, not necessarily yours. It's empty.
Oh, well, that's weird. You better bug that one. Okay, so you ported from the guild hall to my module place, and then I summoned you from my module place to Gorowin. When you hit escape, you went back to my house, which is what I knew would happen. And now, you hit escape again, and it ported you into an empty instance of the house?
Yes.
That's weird.
I don't even think it's yours. Can't be yours.
Wait. Let me look.
No.
No, it just says module residence on the guild thing, so it ported you into the tour. Interesting.
I exited out, too. Yeah. I didn't mean to. Oh, now I'm exiting out of the house and I'm entering Kino's Harbor.
So you're going home now. Oh, God.
I'm having fun with this. This is amusing.
Now, if you hit escape again from Kino's Harbor, which is where you were when I picked you up, right? Or when you ported over to me, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you hit escape
I should be
from
back
there,
to normal.
You should be back to normal. But that's really weird, and if anyone from Sony is listening, that is something you may want to look at.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't mind it.
So
it's interesting.
I think, you know, I was going to get the Sinister Frostfell backpack just because I think it looks a little bit better than the Merry Frostfell backpack. I was going to get that for Cheez-It.
Oh, that would look cute.
But it's $20.
Oh, well.
No, it's $20. I'm not getting that.
Yes, but guess what's coming?
What?
Starting tomorrow, it's double station cash, I believe.
That's if you buy it, right?
Yes, okay. In the store. Let me get this. Let me look. I know I saw it. So if you spend $10, you will get $10. So
okay, now, and let us be clear about this. You have to buy the card at the store.
Right.
Because the last time they did this double thing, I went ahead and bought like $50 worth of station cash from the UI, from the game, and I got $50 worth of station cash. I was expecting $100.
I think it was over on Zam. That's where I saw the link. All right. I got it on my phone. I don't... Let me go to Zam. Yes, double station cash. 12 days of double station cash starting tomorrow, the 23rd of December, going through the 3rd of January. And as long as you redeem your card during that time, it's worth double.
Okay, so you don't actually have to buy it tomorrow. You can have one now and redeem it tomorrow.
Right.
Okay, that's no problem.
But if you don't have one, go spend $5 and you end up with 10. You spend 10, you get 20.
Alrighty.
I love the double days.
You know what? I think we're going to take a little bit of a music break here. Because dinner's catching up with me.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just what my audience needed to hear. So, yeah, we're going to take a little bit of a music break here. When we come back, where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? We shall return.
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kelethin, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. Feel thin inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheez-It Nibble Buns.
Okay, it is time for Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. Unfortunately, I have to wait for Elkman to get back because I have no idea where the hell I am. I have absolutely no idea where I am. So I can't very well declare a winner because I don't have a fucking clue where I am. Where is Elkman? Where in the world is Cheez-It Nibble Buns? And she went AFK. Where I am has no map. So I don't know where I am. I mean, I know what zone I'm in. We used the 6-year teleportation thing to bring me somewhere where Cheez-It could never get to. So, I have no idea where the hell I am. You know, outside of the name of the zone. Of course, she's gone AFK. So, this is going to be a real fun segment, I think. So go ahead and just start naming zones. I'll tell you if you come up with it. Oh, for crying out loud. No idea. No, he's definitely not in Lava Frost. I would have a map. No, there is no Plane of Mischief. Not yet, anyway. Waiting for her to come back. You know what? I think we're just going to have to play some freaking music.
We'll be right back.
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kelethan, or Kinos? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. Will fit inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norath is
cheese and nibble buns.
Okay, we're back, and I now know what continent I'm on, at least. Now, typically, I would be on an area that you could find on a map in-game, you know, within the zone, a waypoint. But there is no waypoint here, so we're just going to go for the zone. No, I'm not in Otis. I'm not in Everstorm. Not Ice Gill Lagoon. I do know what continent I'm on, so you can go ahead and start guessing that one. It's the problem with not getting here myself, I suppose. Not Ice Gill Lagoon. Come on, folks. No, I am not on Fadeweir. Molten Fadeweir. I am inside. I'm not in the Fear Rot. I am not on Delair. Phew! Pardon me. Santania is getting close. I am near the Desert of Ro. Near the Desert of Ro. There is your clue so far. I suppose I am in a box situation here. One of these situations that if I move, I'm going to die. Is that a pretty fair assessment, hun?
Well, no, you can move around. You just can't.
I can't go into the next room, or I'm going to die. Okay, so I am on. We've already guessed that I am. I'm in the Desert of Ro somewhere. No, not the Pillar of Flame. I am not in the Silent... Actually, am I part of the Silent City? You tell me.
Yes.
Okay, I am in part of the Silent City. But where? Where is Cheese and Nibble
Bones? Urson's guess is correct. But...
No.
I don't... What do you mean, no?
I'm not in Silent City. If I do a who check,
no,
it,
you're
I'm
not in Silent Town. City, but...
Nope, not in the Pool of Purity. I'm not in One Sock Isle. I didn't realize there was a One Sock Isle. Someone, for God's sakes, get those people some socks. I need a drink. There we go, inhaling... Inhaling my drink again. No, I am not in Seer Stone or Forbidden Cash.
Claire has got it.
That, yeah, you have to name the zone. Name the zone. I can easily tell you I'm where lights are and rocks. Shizuka's got it. I'm in Fred. No! This... Fred.
I mean, the closest one so far was Lyra.
Well, let them... Oh, okay, now Lyra's got it. I'm in the Fountain of Life. So, Lyra's got it. Cheez-It is in the Fountain of Life. So, yeah, with this six-year thing... We can now go back to putting Cheez-It into zones he has absolutely no business being in. Wait a minute, didn't she win last week? Not sure. Anyway, that's all right. Yay, Lyra! Go ahead and send me your address because I delete them after I use them. And we actually have mini rubber duckies now. Mini rubber duckies provided to us by Caitlin and Valander of the Maiden's Fancy. They sent us a bunch of rubber duckies. So Lyra will be getting a random rubber ducky.
Rubber ducky.
What's that?
Throw some other stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to throw some other stuff in there. But you're definitely getting a random rubber ducky. I will pick one out appropriate for you. Is there a Christmas rubber ducky in there?
I don't know.
Not sure, but it'd be cool if we did. But, yeah, send me along your t-shirt size. We do have t-shirts. So, yeah, send along your mailing address to Jethel on the Antonia Vale server. Of course, you know I'm on the Antonia Vale server. And, I should probably zone out of here. Or call out of here, I should say.
Don't zone out. You need to call. Yeah.
Calling. Calling back to Kinos.
Or Cheez-Its is going to be a snack real fast. Trust me.
Now, Lyra and Trista and Lovell and a whole bunch of people over there in South Kinos got a look at the Frostfell backpack just now. So I bought one for... I went ahead and got one on Cheez-It. He looks really cute. And I figured this way, Frostfell or not, he goes on little adventures for us. So he should have a backpack, right?
Yes.
So he looks good. You saw it before you zoned out of here, right?
Yeah, it's cute.
It's cute. The sinister one has a skull hanging off of it. And I think that's pretty much the only difference between the frost, the cheery and the sinister one.
Yeah, it's red tinged instead of
yellow, I think, something like that. But yeah, Cheez-It had some fun. There was a bunch of the Vagabond Knights outside of the Incy Wincy Spider, and Cheez-It went around stabbing everyone, especially Shard. Shard needed to be stabbed. I wonder if anyone's still in there. Let's see, spider. There we go. Let's go on into the spider. Even though we're past our time, it's all right. There's no one on after me. It's okay. So we need to do the.
What'd you do? Swallow a bug or something?
No, just a bunch of Diet Pepsi. Diet Pepsi, the choking of champions. Yay, there are people here in the Incy Wincy Spider. Although I need to turn off my lights. There we go. Just makes it feel a lot easier to run around. If you're ever running around, folks, and you're in someone's highly decorated house or whatever, and you're having some lag problems, just open up your options, go to display, and then to performance, and the complex shader distance. Turn it to nothing. And I'm telling you, it'll help quite a bit. Oh, there's no one here. Well, there's a couple here. Oh well, looks like I missed the party. Oh no, and Cheez-It missed Sandy Paws!
Oh no!
No! Oh well. I'll have him go to Saya's Hammer. You know what I think, though? If Cheez-It actually goes to Saya's Hammer and stabby someone, he's going to get thrown out. They're not going to think it's funny.
Especially since it's a Karen bar.
Eek! Elf-eating cube!
Don't hug it.
They named the elf-eating cube Lyra.
How fitting.
Mm-hmm. So, I am going to run Cheez-It over to Saya's Hammer just to say hi. So are we looking forward to Christmas in a few days? We got Tim and Kitty coming up, and we got presents under the tree. Am I a good present wrapper?
Yeah, I suck. You're the best. Like I said, you have to...
Rock, baby!
You're the official gift wrapper from now on. You have to do mine, too. And if it's yours, it has to be in an unmarked box first, and I'm just going to be standing there.
Oh, true plates outside. Oh, true plate.
Or else you'll peek.
But yeah, you have to wrap all the packages from now on.
Hey, hon, do me a favor.
What?
Click out the guild window and see how much status points Tat-Tat has. She's standing in front of me, and I can't see her guild tag, so I haven't promoted her yet.
486.
Okay, she's not ready yet.
She's got to be ripe or something?
Got to do 1,000 before you get promoted.
Okay.
I mean, it's not hard. I mean, we have one person in the guild that's had nothing for a while. He's not getting promoted until he gets 1,000.
You're mean.
No, that's the rules.
Yeah, I guess we have to have some rules, or where there's anarchy.
Truthfully, I just shot Cheez-It in the butt. So stabby, stabby, stabby. You don't go around shooting people in the butt with arrows like that. You gotta do stabby, stabby, stabby. So I'm gonna go over to Saya's hammer.
Oh, before I forget,
We've
got a casting call for this Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Around 4 or 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for filming of the Frostfell contest winner.
The night before Frostfell. Oh, damn, I was supposed to recite that today.
Well, Dwarf and Cheese were supposed to get in here and read this. One or the other. I asked both of them. I gave them copy, and they just sort of blew me off.
All right, let me see here. I guess I have to find what exhibition hall is. Winning submission.
And what I need people to do is dress in Frostfell outfits, wielding candy canes, and you're in.
Oh, and
preferably not robes.
And we do have to state, and I mentioned it on the 'Twas the Night Before Frostfell page here. I made a mistake when announcing the winner last week. I apologize for that. The winner of the Night Before Frostfell contest was actually Linstella of the Raven Guard. Antonia Bale server. I shouldn't even have to say Antonia Bale server because all the submissions were from the Antonia Bale server. Here we go. There's your submission. Let's see if I can do this because I haven't actually practiced this. We do have Frostfell music playing. So, I will read. 'Twas the Night Before Frostfell by Linstella of the Antonia Bale server. 'Twas the night before Frostfell, when all through Delair, not a Tonga was squeaking, not even in fear. The shinies were stored in some hex dolls with care, in hopes that adventurers would never look there. I hid each doll safely behind a floor stone, not knowing that I wasn't truly alone. The Calyrex had moved toward the window with warning, but I took no heed, and she started mourning. Sorry about that. Like I said, I haven't practiced this. They crashed through the window beneath Lucklin's light, casting a shade on my poor spotted knight. My hands swept around to cast a great wonder, but panic came forth with a sound of faint thunder. In that spot, they stood as they shook off the snow, while wielding striped candy canes shone by a glow. Decked in some vest lined with green and red linen, their menacing glares left me all but shock-stricken. Oh, sorry, I lost my place there. The leader tried speaking, cut off by a snort. What kind of rough henchman would dress in this sort? My confidence boosted, my fingers flicked fast. I was taken to thinking this group wouldn't last, when all of a sudden I flew through the room into a great snowman that seemed to speak doom. No heart-warm smile to spread Frostfell cheer. His body so chilly, I felt death was near. I turned to my captors, my eyes fiercely pleading. The shinies were money, 'twas all I was needing. So what if some toes were more fleshy than frosty? You can't tell the difference, and starving is costly. The silence that followed, along with their stares, had caused me to think that a chance wasn't there. When the silence was broke as the leader stepped forward, the words that he spoke were very straightforward. You're no worse than Scroogle taking advantage of holiday trinkets that luck should be managed. Did you ever wonder why you weren't selling? Did you ever wonder why you weren't selling? There's no one with balance to walk from their dwelling. Guardy the Giver sent us for the job to take back the spirits so others wouldn't sob. But since we're not heartless, we'll give you a chance to make up the wrongs and fix your finance. The presents are scarce, but there's one final measure, a popsicle goblin with stunning ice treasure. So what do you say? Will you take that offer? I'm sure it'll help to put coin in your coffer. I gave it some thought, and as I stood there stunned, freezing goblins were sure to find my fund. My head nodded slowly, my heart gave a skip, and I was soon freed from the snowman's firm grip. And so here I stand with my hands glowing, growing icy. But that is all right, because experts are pricey. The shinies are back on their feet of the many. Happy Frostfell to all. May there always be plenty. And that is from Lystella of the Antonia Bale server. Yay!
I gotta post that on the AB server that about the casting call and on Kithacore, and hopefully we'll do it tomorrow. I've got the set up too.
Cool.
If you're volunteering for this, make sure you can get to at least. Where am I?
I don't know where I am.
I think I have it in. Yeah. I have it in North Freeport.
Oh, it's in North Freeport.
Yeah. Three room house. I think it's in North Freeport.
Alright. So if you want to volunteer, make sure to check the forums at kithacore.org for the exact directions and blah, blah, blah. And hell, just show up in Frostfell gear wielding candy canes. You must be wielding candy canes. Correct?
Yes.
Alrighty.
I mean, everybody and their brother should have candy canes by now to wield.
Or if not, they're easy enough to get.
True.
I'm in the mood to sing a couple of songs, so why don't we go ahead and say our goodnights?
Okay. Because I'm tired.
Tired? It's only 9.
You gotta remember, I get up at 5.
Oh,
and I'm tired.
Say goodnight, Elquin.
Goodnight, Elquin. Happy Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy Frostfell.
Absolutely.
Be safe. Don't overeat. Have fun. Love your kids. And if it snows, have a wonderful white Christmas. How's that? We ain't having a white Christmas. We're having a dry Christmas. It won't be.
We're not having a dry Christmas. We're going to have a freaking mud-soaked, rainy Christmas.
No, it's not supposed to rain on Christmas. It's supposed to be a dry day.
Well, if it doesn't rain or not, we're still squishing in mud outside.
I know. Okay, guys. I'm out. You get to listen to him sing.
Yay!
See you next week.
Okay, let's see here. I need to get some lyrics up. No, not Lyra. Lyrics.
Lyrics.
Let's see here. I will do... Yeah, I'm going to do that one. Okay. Let me turn off the background music. There we go. Turn off the background music. And I will do this one first. Go ahead and start that up. Come on, let's go. Nope, that sucks. Let me try another one here. I got like several versions of these different songs to try to find ones that work good for me. That one works.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error's He appeared, and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
See here, let's do this one. No, not that one. This one. Deck, oh, okay, maybe not.
Deck the halls with balls of holly.
La 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 la.
Tis the season to be jolly.
La 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 la.
Don we now our gay apparel.
La 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 la.
Trolls
Yuletide carol.
La, 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 la.
Hey, dwarf, take it.
See the blazon yule before us.
La, 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 la.
Strike the harp and join the chorus.
La, 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 la.
Follow me in merry measure.
La, 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 la.
While I tell of yuletide treasure.
La, 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 la.
Fast the way the old year passes.
La, 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 la.
Hail the new ye lads and lasses.
La, 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 la.
Sing we joyous all together.
La, 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 la.
Heedless of the wind and weather.
La, 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 la.
Fa, la, 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 la. Ah, yes.
I do like this time of year. Well, let's see here. What else we got? Okay, I normally don't do the original to this one, but I feel like it. So let's see here. Oh, come on. Don't lock up on me now. Okay, here we go. I normally don't do the original of this one, but I'm going to because it is sort of a Christmas song. Weird Al Yankovic's The Night Santa Went Crazy. Of course, I normally do the Smedley song to this one. But... Down at a good workshop, all the elves were making toys for the good Gentile girls and the good Gentile boys. When the boss come busted in, nearly scared him half to death, had a rifle in his hand and cheap whiskey on his breath. From his ear to his boots, he was covered in ammo, like a big fat drunk disgruntled Yuletide Rambo. And he smiled in his head with a twinkle in his eye, Merry Christmas to all! Now you're all gonna die! The night Santa went crazy, the night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he was getting the raw deal, something finally must have snapped in his brain. Well, the workshop is gone now, he decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find pieces of Cupid and Comet. He tied up his helpers, and he held the elves for hostage. And he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage. Then he Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger. And he slashed up Dancer just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower, and he barbecued Blitzen. And he took a big bite and said it tastes like chicken. The night Santa went crazy, the night Kris Kringle went nuts. Now you can hardly walk around the North Pole without stepping in reindeer guts. There's a National Guard and the FBI. There's a van from the Eyewitness News and a helicopter circling around in the sky. And the bullets are flying, and the body count's rising. Everyone's dying to know why Santa, why? My, 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 my. Used to be such a jolly guy. Yes, Virginia, now Santa's doing time. And a federal prison for his infamous crime. Hey there, little friend, now, don't you cry no more tears. He'll be out in good behavior in 700 more years. But now fiction's in therapy, and Donner's still nervous. And the elves got jobs,
working for the postal service, and they say that Mrs. Claus, she's on the phone every night with a lawyer negotiating the movie rights. They talk about the night Santa went crazy, the night St. Nicholas flipped, broke his back for some milk and cookies. Sounds to me he was tired of getting chipped. The night Santa went crazy, the night St. Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the raw deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Something finally must have snapped in his brain. Something finally must have snapped in his brain.
Okay, let's see what else we can do here. Oh, I think I'll do this one. Let me find the lyrics for it. The internet is a wonderful thing. Internet is a wonderful thing. Okay, so there's that. And we'll start the music.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. And have a holly jolly Christmas, and by case you didn't hear, oh my golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Oh ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. And have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh my golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Let's see here. No, I can't do that one. Yeah, we'll do this one.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap? Is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds guard are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
angels sing.
Okay, now I think it's time for a good old Frost Frail traditional. A little Frost Frail tradition here.
Here comes Nagafin, here comes Nagafin, down in Solisex I. We all had a ball, showed lots of gall, but now we're gonna die. Blazeback, stone spiders, drill, master kicks were tough enough to fight. Ranger, evac the team out of here, or we're gonna get squished tonight. Here comes Nagafin, here comes Nagafin, good lord, he's got our scent. I heard a team of 80s came and didn't make a dent. Hear that roaring in the distance, this ain't gonna be fun. Well, I'm gonna hit call, it's been a ball, we should all turn tail and run. Here comes Nagafin, looking to do us harm. That guy didn't run fast enough, and he's chewing off his arm. When we look back upon this raid, we may smile and laugh. But for now, he's running us down, putting his boot right up our ass. Here comes Nagafin, here comes Nagafin, we should have tried to flee. I'm cornered and I turn to see, he's staring right at me. If I could make one wish for Frostfell, I'd like to skip this raid. Spend my night harvesting, or at least I would have got paid.
You know, when I wrote this song, I had no idea that Nagafin wouldn't attack you until you attacked him first. Oh well.
Here comes Nagafin, he ate our cleric whole. The warriors and rangers are running about, this is really getting old. When you plan your guild's next raid, come to Solisex I. Just to get me out, don't hang about, or your team is gonna die.
Okay, let's see what we can do here. Yeah, let's go ahead and try that one.
Holy top town of Calithin, ancient home of elves. Now for the fae, this Frostfell day have taken on themselves. But Tunir's grace has brought us at last to show our worth. Above the vines, the bridges wind, and sad newbies crash to earth. O treetop town of Calithin, Tunair's hands touch thy green. The trainers teach way out of reach of orcs, cause they're big and mean. Old Crushbone forces waiteth behind their stony walls. They may not wait, noobs seal their fate, and from the treetops fall. Ho, treetop town of Calithin, wondrous town of old. What fell away? The acorns stay. The night chills bitter cold. But in the starry midnight, the still has broken yet. While crickets cheep, the newbies weep, all screaming to their death.
All right, you know what? I think that's it for tonight. I'm going to go ahead and play some songs and whatnot for the next half hour or so if you want to keep on listening in there, folks. I thank you for tuning in. This is the Just Silverwing Show, the 22nd of December. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. No matter what your religious beliefs are, you know, it's the wishing of Christmas, just goodwill and blah, 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 blah. Stop making us say happy holidays because it's Christmas. We don't make you change the names of your holidays. Don't make us change ours. Let's see here. There it is. Helped if I had stuff prepared, but no, I refuse.
Well, all right, that's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by 3 Badgers, 2 Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.